Hello, everyone. We'll call the April 5th, right? Yes, mm-hmm. April 5th meeting of the Finance Committee to order. Item two is to consider finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. And the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to government code 54953 subdivisions, I guess, E1C. We'll move to item three, which is comments from the public. Yeah, the public can also comment on items as we take them. If you have anything general, you're more than welcome to comment at this time. Any chats, Amelia?
No hands, no chats.
Okay, nothing yet. We will move on to item four. I'm assuming this will be Paula.
Yes, that is me. Thank you, John.
Okay.
This is just kind of a basic report. We had a lot of stuff that had been discussed over the last week with the reserves and the Prop 218 notification meetings last Monday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of taking this opportunity to kind of regroup and reset and move forward with the budget for next year. So we're currently cleaning up financial information. A lot of this ties directly to the ERP as well. We're still doing adjusting journal entries for the auditor, and we hope to have a draft soon of our 2021 audit. There's no updates on recruiting at this time, mm-hmm. and the utility billing, the water shutoff notifications have a really good update. It looks like a lot of the residents are coming in to help bring their outstanding past due balances current. We have 12 new customer payment agreements. Several residents came in and provided large payments to bring their accounts current, and we're really appreciative of that. You know, again, I can't stress this enough. You know, that's one of the things we don't want to do is shut off anybody's water. We want our residents to come in and bring these accounts through, bring them the accounts current. And we are continuing to cycle through the 90 plus past due residents. We're continuing to reach out to those residents who have not already reached out to us directly. And we're seeing a lot of positive responses. Along with this, one of the things that I wanted to mention is that some of these customers, through the process, we found and corrected some errors in their billing through the Paymentus system. I'm sure that you guys remember about 6 months ago, we had some Paymentus issues with credit cards not cycling through. And some of these, we've had a couple that have been directly impacted. We went through, these were the only two that we found, but we were able to bring their accounts current through our research and waive all the late fees and get them off of our list. And so I think this is also a good exercise for our new staff to learn the system, learn how to research, figure out how the Paymentus issues were worked out in the past and how we need to correct them moving forward, to ensure that they're not going to happen again. So I'm very thankful that Melody especially has been catching those as she's going through and researching all of the past due residents. You know, certainly we make mistakes, so we want to make that right for those customers that we have made mistakes on their accounts. And so we're continuing to do that as we go through. And then finally, even though it is not on the finance update report, I want to kind of let everybody know our Prop 218 notifications didn't go out as planned, and we had a bit of a snafu with the with our printer, for lack of a better term. So staff on Friday came in and spent about 4.5 hours of folding, stuffing, and mailing the Prop 218 notices to ensure that we could get them out on time. And so I wanted to give a huge thank you to Minaj and Shelby for coming in on their days off, and Jennifer as well. And a huge thank you to Travis Bohannon, Heather Pedro, Bo Kirby, and Gabe DeVault, who also came in and gave, you know, an hour of their time to help assist us with this. It really helped speed things up and helped us get things, you know, quickly out to the post office to ensure that we made our timeline. So huge thank you to them for offering just what little time they had available to assist us to get that done. That's all I have for today.
Okay. Any comments, chats, Amelia?
I do have a chat. Crystal Matter asked, why is the proposed rate increase not on today's agenda? It's a finance issue.
That's because it goes through the 218 process. There'll be probably three more full board meetings at where it gets discussed. And in the end, you will wind up not with a 218 notice proposed increase, but an actual increase that'll take effect on July 1st.
Ms. Matters responded, where can residents find out information related to the increase before the deadline?
They can call over here, or I'm not sure what.
It should be on the
website. I'm not sure what would not be in the 218 notice.
It's in the notice. It's described in the notice.
Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't.
And I'm finishing creating a post that'll go out before the end of the day on the website that discusses it, how you can protest it, frequently asked questions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we had last year too. We're following up on that. We had a frequently asked questions segment on the website, which we're I'm sure
I'm updating. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Working on it now. Anything else? Moving on, back to the agenda. Item five, discuss results from the security opinion poll and determine next steps.
So this is me, John.
Did we do an opinion poll?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
I thought we did, yeah. Okay.
We had a great amount of response to the opinion poll. I believe the numbers, and I was on vacation last week, but I believe the number is 693 or 673 responses. Right now it's in draft format. We're finishing up our comments back to Tim McClurney with the polling company. And what I would like to do in that it might be a meeting that might generate quite a bit of discussion. I'd like to ask the finance committee if they'd be interested in setting up a special finance committee meeting, preferably next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, to go over the results of the poll, and then to also review what I think are some next steps that the committee might consider to then have go to the board for the board to make a decision on if we want to move forward with potentially putting a referendum on the ballot on November 8th, or if we want to consider the poll to be the end of the result to be the end of the work, and just kind of decide how we're going to fund security going forward without going to referendum. I think the results are pretty interesting, or actually very interesting. And the participation of the Rancho Marietta voting block was as expected. It was very good, and lots of good comments. And I think the poll is going to be a pretty significant item for the board to consider. But I need a little bit more time to vet the comments with Timothy McClurney with True North. And I'm also need a little bit more time to get information back from companies that help run a potential referendum on behalf of the district. This is not something we would want to manage on our own. We would want to hire experts in this field if we were going to go forward with this.
So that's
my report to the committee. I can answer questions as much as you want.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So in light of the heightened interest in this item, is there any particular time you want to host this meeting?
I would just prefer next Thursday. That's when Timothy says he has most of his availability. And
I don't have any problem with the date. I was just asking, is there any particular time of the day you would like to do this?
No, I would leave it up to you guys. If you want to do it after five, I'm open to that. if you would prefer to do it first thing in the morning, I'm open to that, and anytime in between.
Are we gonna Zoom it?
We could do it in person if you'd like. I mean, I know every committee meeting we do that, or we could Zoom it. If Timothy would certainly not be here. He lives down in Southern California. We wouldn't bring him up here for that. And so he would be definitely on remote. If you wanted to do it remotely, we could. If you wanted to do it in person, I'm open to that.
Well, I think I as much as I like having in-person meetings, I think Zoom perhaps makes the meeting available to a lot more people should anybody be interested. Marty, what do you think?
I think we ought to do it by Zoom. And I'll let Tom set the time. I'm not particular.
Okay, John, where are you on that?
Yeah, let's Zoom it and give it as much publicity as we can.
Okay.
And I don't know in terms of time, what do you think is the most advantageous? If we're going to Zoom it, I mean, is it mornings or afternoons or what do we want to do?
You know, we're not seeing any difference in participation between morning or afternoons. We do know that after 5, the participation kind of drops off in general. I think I would like to have a couple hours set aside. My preference is to have Timothy kind of walk through his presentation and to explain his methodology and why the work he does is scientifically valid. And when it comes to referendums and the likelihood of measures that will pass and or not pass. And I think that could take a significant amount of time because we might get quite a few comments as we work through the slides.
Okay, I think we have chats or comments here. Let me get Amelia to read those.
Okay, it starts with Crystal. I'm coming. So Crystal starts by asking, so the referendum would be in addition to the large proposed 218 increases, correct?
That is correct.
Well, hang on, I just want to chime in. The Prop 218 increase for security is 2%. That's set by law.
Right.
The security increase has nothing to do with the increase in water and sewer, which are regulated by Prop 218. We noticed the Prop 218 security increase as basically as something we've always done. As far as I know, and I can always be interpret things wrong, our Prop 218 requirement is to notice the residents of increases in water and sewer and trash. And drainage and security are maximized to 2% increase per year. So the answer to that question is it would be an increase to the security fee that was noticed in the Prop 218 notice.
Right, 2%. There's a couple of things going on here. You're right, we're gonna increase based on the tax. We're going to increase security and drainage by the standard 2%. Let's make it real clear that it's an understanding going forward that the budget is calling out a $500,000 of property tax allocation to fund security until we get through the process of raising or not raising the tax. So, yes, if the question, the way I interpreted it, maybe is a little different than what you did. The question is that if we were to pass a security tax would the budget increase? And it's my understanding that it would.
Correct. If we were to take something to the voters, it would be an additional referendum to measure J. It would be a new measure. It would have a new name. I don't know how they name these things, but it would be a new special tax applied to everybody's monthly utility statement. This particular special tax, because of changes in the law since 1998, when measure J passed, or might've been 97, is a tax that is equally applied to every parcel. So whereby the Measure J tax, folks who own undeveloped property or own businesses pay a different rate than the people who own a home and have a house that's on a lot. The rates are varied, but under the new laws, you can only set a rate by parcel.
So essentially, though, I'm just trying to make sure that we're being as clear as we can, that the J is not replaced.
Correct.
And this is a supplement to J.
Yes.
So essentially, you're going to have a set of rules that applies to J and a set of rules in terms of allocation and parcel taxes that applies to whatever they call it.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good. Moving on. Crystal Matter continues. 6 p.m. meetings are better for working families. Gail Bullen commented, please do it first thing in the morning, referring to the meeting. Stephanie Bianchi says, evening meeting, please, to maximize community participation. And Crystal Matters follows up. So 218 proposes a 60% So 218 proposes a 60% increase plus new J for higher security fees in addition to the 2%. Thanks. And then I'm just going to read them all and we'll go back to that one. Gail Bullen says, I'm requesting morning so I can get it to the next issue of the River Valley Times. Thanks, Gail, which everyone gets. As has been mentioned, having a meeting at night usually doesn't do much to increase participation. Thank you for your comments, everyone. I'm going to reread Crystal's last question. So 218 proposes a 60% increase plus a new J for higher security fees in addition to the 2%.
I'm getting lost in the 60% number.
Yeah. I think the 60% she's referring to is the reserves getting us to that 60% funded. It's not a 60% increase overall. That's the reserve contributions would be increased to 60% funded over the next 5 years. So it's not a 60% increase. I think in total, it's probably about anywhere from a 10 to 20% increase depending on the particular rate. But the 60% is over 5 years and that's for reserve contributions. And the new J would be the new tax measure. The Prop 218 does not currently include those revenues because we have not realized those revenues through a tax measure. So what the Prop 218 notifications show is that increase to the reserves for the first year and increases to the usage rates and base charges based on the increased cost of doing business. And when the tax measure goes through next fiscal year, then we would address those revenues at that time.
And I just want to add to Paula's statement that the 60% in 5 years for strengthening the reserves was a suggestion as to what the board was requesting as to how do we get to 60%. This first year increase is the only one that the board is committed to at this point in time. We're not committing to a 5 year cycle. We're committing to next year, increasing the rates by X amount of dollars and increasing by the same X amount of dollars over the next 4 years after that. And we feel that that would get us to 60% reserves for our most critical infrastructure.
Thank you, Tom. Are we ready for a public comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
John Sullivan.
Thank you. Is Andrew Ramos on this meeting?
He is not.
Not.
Okay. My belief is that even if you're going to do a parcel tax, you still have to do engineer study on security, as well as provide detail to each and every parcel holder in the district individually, what the total security charges are going to be for each and every parcel. So I'd like to make sure that it's on the record that a engineer study is required prior to going to a vote.
John, if that's a requirement, we'll meet the requirement. So and these things happen in a step at a time. And so if we determine that the board determines that they want to go in the direction of a referendum, then we'll analyze all those steps. We'll hire an attorney to help support the legalities of everything, hire a firm that works on propositions and measures such as these to assist the district in providing a good educational information, set of information to provide all the residents and all the voters. And if there's a required notice that needs to be sent to everybody, we'll meet that requirement. At this point in time, we're just going to take to the board the results of the survey and then let the board decide what they're going to do next.
Millie, anything else?
Thank you very much. I have no more chats and no more hands raised.
Is that what we have on this item, Tom? Do you have any more, anybody?
I just would like you guys to set a time next Thursday so we can start getting everything together. I will try to have the whole packet posted by that meeting time on Monday.
Okay. Marty?
I don't know. I heard 5 o'clock so people can be there after work.
Well, they're saying they can't be there at 5. They're saying they can be there at 6 or later.
Oh, well, I guess I'm at the evening. So I'm happy to get people involved. So let's make it in the evening then.
Can you get Timothy on board with an evening meeting, Tom, or not?
I'll need to make sure at this point in time. He told me he was available all day Thursday, so we'll see if that includes the evening.
All right, let's check that first, and if that's possible, then we'll go ahead and do an evening meeting.
And then if not, you know, it'll just be what it is. It's unfortunate that everybody can't be there, but that's always going to be the case.
Yeah, and you know, if they're not here this time, this is the last time. I mean, I've been going to evening meetings for 20 years and they're no different. It's yeah. Same 6 people.
Well, and with it being on Zoom, people can, they have the ability.
Zoom will perhaps impact it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do have another comment, if I may. Crystal Matter said, thanks, Mr. Pohl, and added, I'm sure the consultant gets paid enough to show up at 6 p.m.
Any further chats or comments? Anything else on this item, Tom?
No.
We can move on to item 6, director and staff comments and suggestions. Any staff comments?
I'm good.
And I have nothing. Marty, how about you?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Okay. That being said, we will move on to item 7, which is adjournment. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.